Josh Jacobs scored 13 rushing touchdowns last year and finished a top 10 back per game. He also ran for 4 yards a carry, finished below average in yards over expected, and turns 28 this season. That's 3 flags on 1 back, and the price is paying for none of them. The Muff 2026 preview. The season 15-8 a game, RB 10 per game on a heavy Green Bay workload, but the value is almost pure touchdown equity. 13 rushing scores tied 4th in the league. Underneath them, 4 yards a carry and -7 rushing yards over expected, 37th among qualified backs. The signature was a 40-yard touchdown at Denver, and it was, by the data, the only truly explosive run on his entire leaderboard all year. Boom or bust by design, 4 big games, 4 near zeros. The arc, 13-9, 17-2, 15-8, the good years are touchdown inflated, and the most recent one came with declining efficiency. His yards per carry fell from 4-4 to 4-flat. Now the 3 flags, because this is the cleanest fade in the batch. 1, his touchdown share is 35.4%, the highest of any back we cover. Deep in the quartile, our role fades by 3 points a game. 2, he's a career year 7 back at age 28, where the RB aging curve docks another point plus. 3, his rushing efficiency was below average, -7 over expected, so he isn't creating the yardage. He's converting goal line volume into scores that won't repeat at that rate. Muffed! The situation doesn't help. Per the reports, Jacobs projects to dominate Green Bay's backfield touches again, which keeps the volume, but the offense lost about 100 vacated touches. It hasn't replenished. His cap number is a future concern, and he dealt with calf, knee, and ankle issues in 2025. Volume on poor efficiency at age 28 is the exact profile that falls off without warning. The price, pick 38, the 18th back. Verdict, Chioli overpriced. Touchdown share fade, aging fade, and below average efficiency all on the same player at a price that assumes the 13 touchdowns repeat. The counter, the workload is secure and goal line backs score touchdowns, but 13 on this efficiency at this age is the bet we won't make. Let someone else go. September watch, the goal line touchdown rate, where 13 scores has the most to lose, and the yards per carry, which needs to climb off 4 flat to argue the efficiency isn't gone. Your guys, every week. Next previews queued.